Well, we're glad to have you on the air. We made a point of having you on in February to talk about pediatric dentistry because February is Children's Dental Health Month. And there are some things that we were talking about off mic beforehand, such as how do you get your kids when they're young? How do you get them to start brushing their teeth themselves correctly? Like, how do you teach them?
So it's hard, you know, it's hard not to chase them down with a toothbrush. But kids model what parents do. So it's important that your kids sees you brushing. If they don't see you brushing at nighttime, they're not going to be inclined to do it themselves. If they hear that you don't like the dentist, they're not going to like the dentist themselves. It's really about you and what you're doing, and they usually will follow along.
Okay. This makes a lot of sense. And from that, the parent brushes the child's teeth for them from, you know, well, basically you have to clean them from the time they get teeth. And little by little, at least I talked to my kids and told them what I was doing. And then, yes, they see you brushing also, and eventually they want to try everything that you do.
Right.
Hopefully that's the way it works. I heard an old quote wrong years ago. I heard that someone had said, if I'd known I was going to live this long, I would have taken better care of my teeth.
But I hear this all the time.
Yes, because when you get older and you start having pain and tooth loss, you go back to the days when, you know, I guess I should have started flossing at a younger age and I should have learned more. So now people have the chance to teach their kids, their grandkids. What kind of things do you want them to know? What can happen to a child's overall health if they don't take care of their teeth?
So poor oral health can obviously lead to cavities, right? And I hear all the time, and say like a child who's say 5 years old comes in with a parent, and I tell the parent, you know, your child has a few cavities. What I hear all the time is, well, they're going to fall out anyway. Yes, they will. Right. So the last baby tooth doesn't really fall out until the age of 12. So that gives a lot of time for a cavity to become bigger. And when cavities become bigger, then they can form infections. They can affect the adult teeth underneath. They can spread to different parts of the body. It can become very serious. So
I never
thought. They do
need
treatment. Yeah.
And one of the biggest offenders, I think, in children's dental health is drinking too much soda. Because that just eats through your teeth. Have water.
Right. I hear like, oh, but my kid doesn't eat candy. It's really not candy anymore. It's soda and sweet drinks and juice. They just have as much sugar content as candy nowadays.
Or putting them down with a bottle when they're little. And in that bottle is, you know, something other than milk or water. And, well, milk can cause cavities, too, I think. Well, poor oral health, a child with cavities, that can make them self-conscious about smiling. It can perhaps give them bad breath that other kids will tease them about. I mean, it can turn into a social issue in addition to the obvious health issues. You just can't do that.
Right. So even studies have shown that children who have like poor oral health, they perform worse in school. They have lower grades than children who have good oral health.
Oh.
I mean, think if there's cavities in the mouth, if there's pain, they're less inclined to speak up in the classroom. They're less inclined to socialize with other kids. You know, they're smiling less. They have lower self-esteem.
Mm. Wow. We don't want that.
No.
Yeah. So what do you do if your child or grandchild or whatever is stubborn and runs away when they see you approaching with a toothbrush?
Right. So it's all on your approach, I would say. I would say make the toothbrushing time fun. So if you're at the grocery store, let your child pick out their toothbrush. Like my nephews, they're obsessed with Blippi, the cartoon guy, and there's a Blippi party and everything, and you know they're obsessed with Frozen. Let them pick out, you know, the Elsa toothbrush, the Blippi toothbrush. They'll want to use it more. And there's
you know, every year for Christmas, my daughter buys me a silly toothbrush. This year it was Dora the Explorer.
Oh, really?
Yes. Last year it was a Star Wars lightsaber toothbrush.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Yeah, so I guess she's trying to make sure that I take care of my teeth, you know, so that...
Yeah.
I don't know. But that kind of thing does make it fun.
And it does.
And if you have a silly toothbrush and you turn it on and it says... you know, if it talks or something and you start laughing about it, maybe that could inspire a young'un to want to have the
right.
same kind of toothbrush and do the same kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's wonderful. Any other things that you could do to make it less stressful to brush? Or, well, what about flossing? Like, how early should you start flossing a child's teeth?
So usually if the teeth do touch together, then it is important to floss in between. For most kiddos, there is spacing in between the teeth. So it's
okay.
Only until they get a bit older that the adult teeth, when they start to push up and come in, then those teeth do touch together. For if you do have a child where the teeth touch together, it is hard to get in between. And we understand that. It's hard to come for a toothbrush. It's harder to floss.
Yeah.
But it is important. Yeah.
Can you use a water pick for a young person?
Yeah. Yes and no. So water picks are great. They do help, but they don't replace flossing. So what I like to tell patients, I give them the aquarium example. So say you have like a fish tank and it's time to clean that fish tank. So you'll dump out all the water, right? And that grime all along the glass,
yeah.
all along the tank, that's the type of grime that's on your teeth. And if you just try and hose that down, it's not really going to work. You really have to kind of use some elbow grease and you know, clean that well. So it's the same type of thing with your teeth.
Okay, fair enough. And how often should children visit the dentist?
So checkups should be every 6 months, starting from when they get their first tooth. So usually a child will start to get their first teeth around 6 months old. Yeah, so
wow.
Even the little babies, we see those.
Yes.
And we know they're going to cry. It's okay. You can bring them in. It's fine. We have earplugs.
Oh, well, I'm glad for that. No, and now you are a family dentist. You don't just specialize in pediatric. You have all age groups. So actually, it could be mommy's dentist and child's dentist is the
right.
same
so
dentist.
That usually does happen. Yeah. So
okay.
if a mom is bringing in her kid, I'm like, hey, what about you, mom? Let's get you an appointment.
Oh, yeah. And the other way around too. Okay.
Right. Exactly.
Good point. Because sometimes mom says, oh yeah, well, I've just been, that's it.
Right.
Keeps everybody honest. Oh, that's good. And how do people contact you or Cornerstone Family Health, because they do offer dental services? What's the best way, through your website, or did you want to give out the phone number?
So Cornerstone, our website is cornerstonefamilyhealthcare.org. On that website, you'll find the list of our different offices in different locations. We have multiple offices.
Yours is in Middletown, you said?
Middletown office, yep. Mm-hmm. I work out of the Middletown office. We also have offices in Newburgh and Port Jervis. Or you could just give us a call. The phone number is 845-563-8000.
563-8000. Got that. Okay. Thank you so much, Dr. Xenia Deans of Cornerstone Family Healthcare. Good luck. Thank you for celebrating Children's Dental Health Month with us. Come back on the air sometime and tell us some stories and things.
Thank you so much.
You're always
welcome. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.